In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O my people, what have I done unto thee, or wherein have I offended thee? Answer thou me. Behold the man, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, he who scourged Egypt with her firstborn for your sake. But you, with sins and trespasses, in pride and ego, with what you have done and left undone in thought, word, or deed, have scourged and delivered him up. He led you forth from Egypt, drowning Pharaoh in the Red Sea, but you have delivered him up to the chief priests. He did open the sea before you, but you have opened his side with a spear. He went before you in the pillar of cloud, but you have led him unto the judgment hall of Pilate. He fed you with manna in the desert, but you have received him with blows and scourges. He gave you to drink the water of life from the rock, yet you have given him to drink but gall and vinegar. O my people, what have I done unto thee? Or wherein have I offended thee? Answer thou me. Behold the man, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, he who did indeed smite the kings of the Canaanites for your sake, but you have smitten his head with a reed. He gave you a royal scepter, but you have given unto his head a crown of thorns. He did raise you on high with great power, but you have hanged him upon the gibbet of the cross. You pierced the hands which formed you with nails, and pierced the heart which loves you unconditionally with a spear. And yet have you forgotten that God's holiness cannot abide sin, and his justice must punish it, that he must pour out his wrath against it? So why do you grumble against Christ, rejecting his gracious provision? You despise his baptism and live as if it didn't matter. You've lived as if God didn't matter, and as if you mattered most. You've not let his love have its way with you, and so your love for others has failed, even as your worship and prayers have faltered. You long for the old life of bondage and slavery. But just what is there to look back at? Sodom and Gomorrah are consumed with fire and brimstone. Repent. It should be you suffering this excruciating agony. It should be you so brutalized, pierced through, strung up naked for all to see, mocked, ridiculed, and left for dead. You deserve to die. Go to hell. You cannot appease God's wrath by your own works, and the blood of bulls and of goats leave you only needing more. Repent. O my people, what have I done unto thee? I have seen all thy brokenness and corruption. I see thy bondage to death and the devil. And I desire my cross all the more. Yes, your sins have done this, but it is the will of the Lord to crush him. Yes, Satan happily flogged Jesus and joyfully pounded spikes into his flesh, but Jesus' death was his undoing. For what happens this day isn't done to Jesus as though it's apart from his will. Everything happens as he himself allows, indeed as the Father wills. Jesus burdens his shoulders with your guilt to take away death's sting and victory forever. His flesh, not yours, is torn and pierced with your transgressions to reconcile you to God in his torn, ripped, bruised, and bloody flesh. Jesus is forsaken by his Father to become in your place and for your sake the worst and most vile offender, in order to answer the demands of his own law, to satisfy his own justice, to vindicate his own holiness by punishing your sins in himself. Consider the death that Jesus brings about, what the shedding of his blood accomplishes. Satan is made idle as tax collectors and sinners take refuge in Christ alone. Gluttonous death has now learned fasting, as that which closed the mouth of every man has had its mouth closed forever by this one man. He who once gave hell the Sodomites by fire and the giants by the flood has now, in visiting deadly justice upon his son, wrought the quickening of the dead by grace. God has shown his mercy. The death of Jesus is Satan's undoing. For the serpent who devours men of dust sank his fangs into the heel of this man, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, and it was more than he could bear. This man he could not devour or drag to hell. This man crushed his head, burst his jaws, and silenced his deadly lies forever. This man slayed the demonic horde and strangled death itself with nail-pierced hands. This man, tread underfoot and crushed in death, is become new and everlasting wine unto sinners. Drink of him, and not only will you never thirst again, but you shall live forever in and with him. Drink of him, and he shall gladden your heart beyond measure. Behold the man who makes intercession for the transgressors by turning God's anger from you toward his own wounds. Jesus speaks every good and pleasing thing about you to his Father, calling you beloved, holy, and heir by virtue of your baptism into his death and resurrection. He pleads for your forgiveness for the sake of his body sacrificed and his blood poured out. And it is so in heaven and on earth. That he is King of the Jews means you are the new and true Israel of Jesus, by grace, made so by him as he paints your tongue and soul with forgiveness and life in his cascading blood. He sprinkles your heart clean and washes your body with pure and living water. You have access to the Father in his holy wombs. Jesus makes you to be a very nation of kingdom, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, his true Israel. And this is your sanctification, that you mortify the flesh with its lusts, that you gather with the saints to hear the word of God, to receive Christ's body and blood, and that you invite others to join you. You offer up your sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving gladly. You make your petitions in boldness and confidence. Christ, your Passover, is sacrificed for you, and nothing is now withheld from you. So don't mourn for Jesus as though he's a tragic victim. If you would know the true God, the true Jesus, not the imaginary one of pagans, blasphemers, or heretics, the one Satan tempts you with, but no further than Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, crucified and lifted up. Mourn and lament your sins. Repent and turn away from that which drives Jesus to the cross and grave. Lament your sins and repent. Flee to your baptism, where Jesus sprinkles you clean. Flee to holy absolution, where his called and ordained servant applies his wounds to you in the forgiving word of the cross. Flee to the Holy Communion, where Jesus fits and prepares you for your own Easter in his priestly flesh and blood. Do not fear then the hour of your own death, for Jesus holds the keys of death and hell, and has also rested in the grave. Joined to him in baptism and Eucharist, the bonds of death shall not hold you as they could not hold him. Death is now for you, like Jesus, a temporary rest, and the grave a quiet and still bed, for you await your own resurrection in peace. Behold the man, Jesus Christ, who subdued his might and constrained himself for you. For you who delivered him up with hatred, jealousy, and indifference. For you who beat him with what you have done and have left undone. For you who crowned him with sin and iniquity. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, humbled himself that his living death would give life to Adam and to all his sons and daughters. He gave his hands rather than the hand that plucked the fruit to the piercing of the nails. He gave his cheek rather than the mouth that ate forbidden fruit in Eden to the smiters in the judgment hall. He was stripped to make us modest. He was fed with vinegar and gall to make sweet the bitterness of the serpent. Because his foot bore Adam to heaven out of the grave, his feet were pierced. Behold the man, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, who gives victory to you for free by grace, who overcomes Satan and his horde and undoes death. They feared his life and word. They should have more feared his death, for thus did he lead captivity captive and free you from your sins. Blessed is he. O my people, what have I done unto thee? He has slain the slayer. He has left the deceiver dead and impotent. He opens the curtain of his flesh, perfecting for all times them that are being sanctified, granting you sure and safe access to his Father. He has single-handedly won the war. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.